the largest mass deportation campaign in American history. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. Prospect Medical Holdings is on the verge of shuttering Crozier Health as funding dries up. At Delaware County's largest hospital system, Crozier's parent company says it only has enough cash to keep the hospitals up and running through March 14th. Delaware County Council Chair Monica Taylor says the stakes for the community could not be higher.
Delaware County Council has been planning for this unfortunate day for a long time and has been directing our team to do everything possible to help find a place for patients if the event of closure is to happen.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and Delaware County have already infused $20 million to help keep the two hospitals open while Prospect secures a new buyer. Montgomery County is tapping the Pennsylvania Department of Health and the CDC to track who may have been exposed to a case of measles. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports it's too early to tell if the Trump administration's cuts to the CDC could hurt the effort.
Montgomery County health officials have been contact tracing since they first released details about the case Sunday. The county's lone incident of measles comes as Texas fights a growing outbreak amid massive cuts by the Trump administration to the CDC workforce. Montgomery County Commissioner Neil Makija isn't sounding the alarm yet, but he is troubled.
It is deeply concerning because the work they do is absolutely critical in supporting local departments of public health, counties like ours, in serving all of our residents.
More than half of Montgomery County's annual public health budget comes from the CDC. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania's medical researchers have been spared the impact of major federal funding cuts this week. For WHYY, Kylie Kaczynski reports a judge has ordered the National Institutes of Health to hold off on the cuts while multiple court cases are heard.
A federal judge issued a preliminary injunction which extends a hold on the NIH funding cuts while lawsuits from the universities and 22 states' attorneys general are ongoing. The NIH is the nation's primary funder of biomedical research, awarding about $35 billion in grants per year. Nearly a month ago, the agency sought to reduce spending on expenses that support research, like building and lab maintenance, support staff, and waste disposal. The Trump administration has dismissed the expenses as overhead, but research institutions argue the cuts would grind medical research to a halt. Despite the court intervention, schools including the University of Pittsburgh, the University of Pennsylvania, and Penn State are already seeing a slowdown in funding from the NIH so far this year. Kylie Kaczynski in Pittsburgh.